But I think our next guest may have me beat. She's a doctor at the most important cancer center in the country.
All right, that's not the media, but go ahead.
Senior correspondent at Fox News.
All right, now we're talking.
She's on her second book, Panic Attack, which is an amazing book.
She's getting ready to overtake you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Once she hits TV and movies, then I'm in trouble. Here she is, everybody, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Nicole, how are you this morning?
Hey, guys, I am great. I mean, you know, if any of those movie directors out there are looking for, you know, their next doctor, I'm ready and willing.
Yeah. You're in. That's it. Okay, I'll let them know.
I'm in.
Well, you look the part, that's for sure, Nicole. So congratulations on Panic Attack. And tell us about the book and exactly how it's going.
Well, so listen, it's interesting. I mean, you know, it's really, I would say, challenging to write a book about a crisis as it's unfolding. But it's incredible how every single day right now, every media headline is addressed in detail in the book. I mean, just think of just this week, you had Drs. Fauci and Senator Paul, Senator/Dr. Paul, arguing about gain-of-function research, which I just completely lay out in the book. And, you know, my whole goal with this book has been to educate people because there has been so much politicization of everything that's happened and so much controversy that for me, I think if I can just explain to everybody what it's been about, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, lockdowns, face masks, explain in what really happened and how people weaponized it to fit their own political narratives, I think people will have a greater understanding of what really happened.
You can pre-order this book, by the way, Panic Attack by Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She wrote Make America Healthy Again. Now it's Panic Attack. You can pre-order it. Ladies and gentlemen, do that. Dr. Nicole, you told us late last year on the Bernie and Sid show, you said that with the vaccine, we could be back to normal. We should be back to normal by the spring. And spring is here, and the vaccine is available to everybody. It's our choice, our body, essentially, whether or not we want to get it. So my question to you, Dr. Nicole, is it time for us to totally chuck the masks? Are we back to normal? Do you think we should be back to normal?
Guys, I said in my Wall Street Journal piece a couple months ago, Memorial Day, a maskification. The mask should be gone. And it's just taken the CDC and Dr. Fauci, ET all. I mean, they've been 2 to 3 months consistently behind the data throughout the entire pandemic. Yes, I can tell you right now, the risk of getting SARS-CoV-2 is negligible. It's non-existent when you're outdoors. No one should be wearing a mask outside anymore. And the mask should start being removed indoors as well in certain settings. Oh. And so the fact that, again, that they're not jumping to up these recommendations just is going to completely dissuade other people from getting the vaccine. And at this point, people are losing their trust in these public health entities. A Harvard poll just came out yesterday showing about 50% of people trust the CDC these days. That's a huge problem when we're dealing with a pandemic still.
No, you're right. In fact, just yesterday, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris had a meeting with Pelosi and McConnell, and all four of them have been vaccinated, and all four are wearing masks. I mean, just I know they're inside. I don't care. I took my mask off inside, as you know, months ago, and it is time to move on. Now, I'm getting my second dose of Pfizer in Brooklyn next week, so I'm just about there. Bernard is there. Different story, though, from my son. I texted you a couple days ago, Nicole, and my son Gabriel is about to be bar mitzvah in November. He's going to be 13. I know the CDC now has given the green light for the shots for adolescents. I am 99.9999% against it. Do you have any reason to make me believe I'm on the wrong side of this?
Listen, I don't think anybody's right or wrong in what they decide to do. You know, my 21-year-old, as I shared with you, he made the decision to get vaccinated. Right. He's going to be working in a summer camp with younger children this summer, and he wants the parents to feel comfortable, and he doesn't want to be responsible for getting a child sick. So I think he made the responsible decision. When it comes to adolescents, that 12 to 15 age group, you know, they have very similar immunobiology to young adults. So they're going to spread the virus just as easily, and they're going to be as affected as those young adults as well. You know, I have more hesitation with vaccinating children under 12, mainly because those children are really the ones who are getting that multisystem inflammatory syndrome. And until they can prove the vaccine itself doesn't cause that, you know, I have hesitation giving it to the younger children. For me, whether or not you want to vaccinate the adolescents, I think it is a great conversation between the parents, the child, as well as the pediatrician. And there's risk versus benefits to everything.
Okay, there you go. It's a personal decision. Dr. Nicole Saffire, the book is Panic Attack. You can pre-order it right now. Doctor, you just talked about the CDC. They've been telling us, misleading us, essentially, that outdoor transmission, they said, was less than 10%. And that's true. The real number is as low as 1%, maybe 0.01%. And the New York Times, of all people, they wrote this verbatim. Saying less than 10% of people outdoors get COVID is like saying that sharks attack fewer than 20,000 swimmers a year, when the real number is approximately 150. It's both true and deceiving. That's what the New York Times wrote about the CDC. So they didn't just get it wrong. They misled us. Why do you think they are misleading us like that? Well, I mean, what is going on? What's the bigger picture here?
Well, first of all, Sid, unfortunately, I have been saying this for months. I just didn't come up with a very clever metaphor like the New York Times did to grab people's attention. But unfortunately, I think the CDC has continued to have the stance of being overly cautious. And this has been a theme throughout the entire pandemic. While they have had the sole goal of keeping viral transmission as low as possible, they are completely neglecting to acknowledge what those restrictions, what the detriment has been on society. You can't be so, have such tunnel vision to keep the viral spread low. You have to look at it as a bigger picture. And by being overly restrictive and not being able to demonstrate that they can roll back those restrictions when the situation improves, that is why you start getting rebellion. That is why we're seeing the distrust in the CDC. And unfortunately, I think that is why at the end of this, the trust and respect for the CDC is really going to be out the window, and they're going to have quite a steep hill to climb to gain that public trust.
Yeah. All right, let's move away from COVID. Because
should be locked up, actually.
Right, they should be. It's over, and it's been over. Dr. Nicole Saffire, I think I saw this. You know, we've got the television on, Bernie and I, like nine televisions on what we're doing on our show, and we see you on Fox News. And I have to read the scroll because you're doing a radio show at the same time. We can't hear you. But I think I saw you talking a few days ago about a medication, a shot, something to help with breast cancer that is also being approved, if it hasn't been approved already the last couple of weeks. What is that about?
So exciting news. Obviously, breast cancer being my specialty and my day job. Dana Perino and I were discussing it. You know, historically, when it came to treating cancer, you think of that cytotoxic chemotherapy, which not only kills cancer cells, but it kills all your healthy cells, too. Well, then we've moved forward in our technology to immunotherapy, where it's a lot more targeted. We're going even farther now, and they're working on vaccines. And there are many in clinical trials for many different types of cancers, several of them for breast cancer, where they're actually taking the patient's cells and getting them to work and fight the cancer themselves.
Wow.
And this is extremely exciting because, you know, unfortunately, one thing with cancer, we can treat it and we can get it so people have no active disease, but there's always a chance it's going to come back. So by being able to weaponize the person's own body against the cancer so they can fight it through a vaccine, I mean, that's incredible. And it is something to be proud of. And unfortunately, all this good news gets lost in COVID, but we are still in the quest for scientific innovation, which is one of the best things about our country.
Wow. That is fantastic news to hear. Yeah, my sister, my late sister passed away from breast cancer. But either way, and all women are at risk. So Dr. Nicole Saffire, thanks for enlightening us. The book, of course, is Panic Attack from Dr. Nicole Saffire. You can pre-order it now. Doc, thanks very much.
Thank you, Nicole. That's a great job.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
By the way, well, you are like the biggest sports fan, too. In the last 3 weeks, I've seen you and your family at a Net game, at a Yankee game. What is going on with you?
It's time to get back to life, guys. The second things start opening up, I mean, you should see me. I've already gone and I bought Broadway tickets. I have tickets to go to see comedy.
Wow.
We're ready.
I love it.
I like it.
Well, we've never stopped. We always took advantage of outdoor dining. We've never stopped because life shouldn't have ceased the way it had. And unfortunately, the fear mongering kept a lot of people socially isolated. But the bottom line is we have gotten control of this pandemic. The light is there. some people are still trying to block it, but you got to get out. You got to start living your life again.
And fantastic. Let's we love it. Having you, Nicole. That's a great, great job. Stay healthy and be well. We'll talk to you again soon. Mm-hmm.
Cough on somebody.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Nicole. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, the book again, as Bernie said, Panic Attack. Check her out on Fox News. We do need a contestant coming up for Beat Bernie. Comes your way in about 20 minutes. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. More of Bernie and Sid on this Thursday right after this.